Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After, numero uno at your service. Always a pleasure. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for being here today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, you know what we think about you. You're pretty smart folks. Only the highly intelligent people hang around. They not only listen every single day, they can't get enough of this, but they also keep listening. So see what you got to look forward to, folks? All you got to do is listen, and we'll call you smart. Bill Schley is a pretty smart guy, too. Bill is the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, and he's been involved in branding for a long time, and he's our friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you, Jim?
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
So, Bill, I was talking to the audience before you got here about about this branding thing, and you know they're rolling their eyes right now because they know what I'm going to say because they've heard me say it so many times.
Right.
But I keep telling them, you know, here's the deal, guys. You think only Coca-Cola and Kentucky Fried Chicken have brands, people like that, but every small business, no matter how small they are, has a brand, if not many brands. And so the question is not whether you have a brand. The question is, who is defining your brand in the marketplace? Is it you, or is it your customers? Is it your competitors? And if it's your customers, is it the ones that like you, or are you letting the customers who maybe aren't happy with you define your brand? But somehow your brand is being defined, right?
Yeah, no, it is. Just because everybody makes impressions, automatic impressions. We can't even help having an impression of someone when we meet someone at a party or on the street or any place. When you're introduced to someone, even if you try not to form an impression, you form an automatic impression, instant impression, good or bad, about that person, because we're wired that way. It's instinctive, and a business is no different. You know, business is like a person in a way. It's got a personality. It stands for something, and we form an immediate impression. So businesses that think, well, I don't have to worry about that impression, they may not be worrying about it, but I guarantee you that customer is, and they're making an impression. So you have to do something to help that customer form the right impression.
Well, and see, that's what a brand is. A brand is not the Coca-Cola logo.
Right.
A brand is not 11 herbs and spices or two all beef patty special sauce that has cheese on a sesame seed bun. You know, that's not a brand. A brand is what you thought about the way those people treated you when you were in there.
Yeah, it is, and it's a brand. That's, people sometimes roll their eyes when they hear this brand word. It's like the B word. They hear it over and over and over and over, and it's ad nauseum. But see, and they think it's an advertising thing, or it's a Madison Avenue thing, or it's somehow, you know, sharp, you know, sales. It's a salesy kind of a thing. But really, all it is just what you stand for. It's just the idea that somebody gets in their mind of value, that when they say, you know, that business, they stand for something. They do something better than anybody else in their category. And so when I have that need, the first thing that pops in my mind is them. That's,
you know,
what you want a brand to do.
You know, Bill, there are two supermarkets in my world that I shop in.
Yep.
And I like one more than the other. And I go there, even though it's maybe just a little bit out of the way sometimes, the one I like more. And here's why. When I go to the one and I need help, they point to where the help is.
Yep.
When I go to the other one, now they all have the same groceries, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether one is higher than the other. I don't keep up with whether a can of peas is 3 cents more one place or the other. Mm-hmm. But I probably should, but I don't. But at the other one, the one that's just a little bit out of the way for me, if I need something and I ask a person on one side of the store where something is, if it's on the other side of the store, they virtually take me by the hand, walk me over there, and point it out to me. Sometimes they bent over, picked it up, and put it in my hand.
Yes.
Now that is brand. Folks, that's the brand. That's what I remember. That's the impression I got. I don't even, you know, it doesn't matter what the name on the store is, but
right.
Everybody in that organization is trained and authorized to drop whatever they're doing and walk you to whatever you ask them for.
And Jim, that is a great example, because really the whole book is about that. People think that branding is the signs and the pretty logos and the silly commercials and the messaging that companies do. And all that messaging and those signs and those logos really is an invitation where the company is saying, please think of us the way we'd like you to. It is an invitation to a brand, but the brand happens when the customer experiences that mm-hmm. that service or that product, just like you did.
More than anything else,
that's right.
A brand is value.
Exactly.
Of your values. Hold on to that thought, Bill.
Yep.
We got to take
okay.
a quick break, because we have some brands we have to tell our audience about right now. Stand by. Quick break. 20 till. Bill Schley is our guest. The book is called Why Johnny Can't Brand. Here are the Stones to take us out. Dire Straits for you there. Woo-hoo. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. I just like that part. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Bill Schley, the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. And Bill, we're talking about this impression thing.
Yeah.
And what I was saying with regard to brands, folks, that mm-hmm. that it's the impression. It's not the logo. It's not the tagline. It's not the brand
yeah.
promise.
Yeah.
It's the impression that you make based on the values of the company. You know, Bill, anybody can come up with a brand promise,
uh-huh.
but it takes values that the founders and the owners and the managers have, and that they train their employees to have and to believe. And it takes execution on those values, or otherwise the brand promise is just a lie.
Well, right. And the thing is, see, the bringing up that example of the supermarket is so good, because see, the brand, in the end, no matter what you do with your logos and your signage and everything, the customer creates the brand. It happens in their mind and it lives mm-hmm. in their mind. And here's yep. what I mean by that. So that supermarket that had the bad service, let's say, they could have all the funniest, greatest ads in the world. They could have all kinds of logos. They could hire the best New York agencies to tell you how great they are. Then you go to the store and you ask for help and there's nobody around. Mm-hmm. So when someone says, you go to XYZ, and you say, yeah, but you know, I can never find what I want there. No one helps me. The other market where they took you by the hand, that experience is so powerful, that service, that when someone says, do you know about ABC Market, the good one, you say, yeah, you know, they're the one with that extra special service.
That's right.
That is the first thing that comes to your mind. That is their brand.
And that's what makes people come back, and it makes
absolutely.
Them not scrutinize the price so much.
Well, absolutely. Overcome the great brand impression, because that's a value for you. You're in everybody's busy day. That's a value that overcomes any price objections or anything else.
One of the big important things that's happening right now, Bill, and I'll get you to talk uh-huh. to this in a second, is that small business owners must understand this mm-hmm. In order to maximize their success in the marketplace.
Yep.
More and more people are valuing their time more than their money. That means if you can save them time,
yep.
they'll pay you for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's
and your brand true. Should stand for that, shouldn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why service becomes more and more important. It's absolutely true. We were in a focus group recently, and talked to people about customizing furniture, and they said, why is customizing furniture so important to you? You know, most of the women said, you know why? Because it saves me time. I don't have time to go around to a million stores and
right.
stores and shop. But when I can walk into one place and I can see a couch, but it's not quite right, they let me, change the fabric, change
right.
the finish, do this customization. You know what? I just did everything right there. I don't have to go to 70s. They were talking about their time.
More and more people want that these days, and that's
yeah.
and that's the wheelhouse of small business.
Yeah.
Customization. Well,
the other thing that small businesses should realize is small businesses think that only the big boys can brand and do this kind of advertising, big businesses with big budgets. I would say, once again, small businesses are the most creative, are the best instinctive branders in America. If you just take a walk down Main Street and you will see more wonderful, colorful, individualized, creative brands than big business can ever do with a $50 million budget. And small business people should have the confidence that they can do it. And then whenever we talk about great brands, we talk about the small business brands that we've seen. From massage therapists to the restaurants to drugstores, I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. And I deal with a lot of big businesses where we go in a committee where it takes us 2 years to figure out a very simple problem where a small business owner figures it out in 1 week because they don't have the time to fool around with stuff that doesn't matter to their customers.
Right.
So that's the message that I want to tell small business people. You can have the greatest brand in the world. Just have the confidence and follow the principles.
Are we getting too much overexposure to brand images?
Yeah, you mean like at the airports where they're trying to put advertisements in the plastic trays?
That's an example. And I mean, are we starting to get over? I mean, are we starting to get to the point where, or have we already gotten to the point where there's so much stuff that we literally don't see it anymore?
Yeah, and the problem is it becomes so cluttered. It's not even cluttered. It's just wallpaper.
The world needs more white space, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Because if you think about that, it's true. You know, you need white space as a contrast to a message. You need some, you know. No, there's no doubt. There's clearly, look, the economy's growing. There's more businesses. There's more of everything. People are more and more desperate to sort of get their message out there. They're also desperate because they think they can't reach people at home on a television commercial anymore because people are moving around so much. So they're trying to reach them. The problem is that they're creating so much clutter that it's like wallpaper. And the fact of the matter is I don't think that you cut through the clutter by adding more clutter. I think that this is why the subtitle of our book is called Rediscovering the Lost Art of the Big Idea. That's why focus and specializing and having one idea that sets you apart and then over and over and over reinforcing that one idea is so critical to standing out. It's so much more important than plastering your ads everywhere. It's about finding that big idea and then performing.
Exactly. And then planting that in the brain of your customers and making them love having it there. Well, Why Johnny Can't Brand is the book. The authors are Bill Schley and Carl Nichols, Jr. Mm-hmm. Bill, tell us where the book's available, please.
The book's available at fine bookstores everywhere and particularly on Amazon.com.
And how about a website?
It's www.davidid.com.
That's davidid.com. Why Johnny Can't Brand is the book. Bill Schley and Carl Nichols are the authors. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Stevie to take us out.
Hello, stranger.
Here's a classic from Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
If it gets any better than that, I don't know what it is. Bill Schley is our guest. Bill, you like that?
Oh, you know what? I tune in just for the music. I don't think anyone has got music like you do, Jim.
Isn't that a great song?
Don Imus is trying to be like you. I don't know if you've listened to that guy.
Yeah, he doesn't know the music though.
No, he doesn't have the classics.
And I have better hair too. hey, Bill. And by the way, folks, Bill Schley is our guest, and you can find him not only on his website, which is davidid.com. Is that right?
Yeah, davidid.
But you can also find him on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Right now he's on the schedule page. He's also on the blog page. You can find him in our Brain Trust. You can listen to the interviews that we've done in the past on branding, which I encourage you to do. It's a clinic on branding, the things that Bill has talked to us about. So I encourage you to go there and check it out. While you're at my site, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog and all the other things at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill, when we went to the break, we were talking about all the clutter. And here's the best example I can think of just ridiculous people, you know, being ridiculous and trying to, you know, to outdo their competitor. One year, not too long ago, one of the new phone books came out. You know, one of the new competitor, one of the new upstarts, so to speak.
Yeah.
And they thought they were going to you know, get one up on the other phone book.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know what they did? They made all the white page listings bold.
Yes.
Now, if everything is bold, nothing is bold.
Right.
So they literally thought it was a good idea.
Uh-huh.
And they would tell people, we're making everything, you know, everything is bold. And all the listings were bold. And I thought, what a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's you know, we only notice things, but you know, like a lot of animals, they when you stand still, they can't see you, but they can see motion. You know,
right.
And we only see things relative to, you know, the contrast of what's around it. We used to call, in the book, we call it the bed of nails phenomenon in reverse, because, you know, you can lie down on 1,000 razor, you know, sharp nails,
right,
and it just feels like it's comfortable.
It's almost like a massage, huh?
Yeah, you're right. So all those nails ticking up, because there's 1,000 nails, every nail takes, you know, just takes away all the pressure of all the other nails, and it becomes, they're like invisible. But when you have one nail, that nail will penetrate,
right.
So you want to try to have that.
So why try to, you know, why do we try to clutter so much? Why don't we just realize that? I mean, I don't know how we stop this, because there's so much competition.
The only way you stop it is with the power of an idea that cuts through. Where, remember, where people are circulating around in this environment where we have a wallpaper. It's wallpaper of advertisements to turn into this blur where nothing stands out. But we all have these intense needs, and the things that we need more than ever, because our time is so valuable, and because we're getting squeezed financially, and because we've got family pressures and business pressures and everything. So those needs are more powerful than ever. When somebody cuts through with an idea that says, I can solve your problem in a simple, clear way, we find that. It's like a headlight on a train. And we see it, and it cuts through only an idea can cut through the clutter, not more clutter.
Right.
So that's when we talk about the dominant selling idea.
And then, but you know, the best thing to say is, let us try to help you with your problem. And then when they do, they come back and say, how did we do? What else do you need?
Yes, of course.
You got to follow up, don't you?
Well, right. But see, this is the other thing about what that idea we talk about. It's a very special kind of idea, because it's an idea that has a promise in it, that has a proposition in it, that says, we know you have a problem. We think we have a solution for you that could help you with your problem. See, a lot of times people think that the idea is just a funny, silly commercial. So they say, okay, I get your attention, but then there's no promise. There's no idea there. So that's, again, what people
That's like the beer commercial or the car commercial that you see and you loved it, but you don't know what company the car was.
It's worse, or whatever.
Yeah.
People talk about their favorite Super Bowl ads,
yeah,
and I defy you to know what the company is. They don't even care. They don't even care about the company.
I know. Hey, Bill, we got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here today. Give us the website again one more time.
Okay, it's www.davidid.com.
Why Johnny Can't Brand is the book by Bill Schley and Carl Nichols Jr. It's wherever books are sold. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here today. Good job, as always.
I appreciate being here.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.